యా పాద సేవన ప్రభు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం సెకండ్ క్యాంటో ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
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 సో వి హావ్ డిస్కస్డ్ అప్ టు థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ సెకండ్ క్యాంటో. సో నౌ దెర్ ఆర్ సమ్ అదర్ క్వశ్చన్స్ రిగార్డింగ్ హౌ క్రియేషన్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్ ఎట్సెట్రా బై పరిఖిత్ మహారాజ్. సో సుఖద గోస్వామి రిమెంబర్స్ దట్ హీ హాజ్ నాట్ డన్ ఎనీ ఇన్వోకేషన్ మంగళాచరణ. iSo then he started in doing this mangalacharana from text 12 to 24, 13 chapters, I mean 13 verses. So we'll read some one or two verses, important verses. So one thing is very important verse, jagkirtananja smaranam jadikhyanam జద్వందనం జ్రవణం జరణం లోకస్య సద్యో విధునోతి కర్ణసం తస్మై శివద్రా శ్రవసే నమో నమః. లెట్ మీ ఆఫర్ మై రెస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్ ఒబిసెన్సెస్ అండ్ టు ద ఆల్ ఆస్పిషియస్ లార్డ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ అబౌట్ హోమ్ గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ రిమెంబ్రాన్సెస్ అడియన్స్ ప్రేయర్స్ హియరింగ్ అండ్ వర్షిప్ కెన్ అడ్వాన్స్ క్లీన్స్ ద ఎఫెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సీన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద పర్ఫార్మర్. So, another important verse which Prabhupada Maharaj often quotes in his quotes, that is a famous verse, Kirata unandra pulinda bukkasa abhira sumbha javanakasa daya jenni ja papa jadupa shraya shraya sujyanti tasmi prabhavishnavi namaha. So actually Prabhupada Maharaj says that they are the persons, very sinful persons, and they are from different parts of the world. Here in the translation these are not mentioned, but it is in the purport it is mentioned that Kirata is who made friendship with Lord Ramchandra. Kirata, that dynasty Kirata. Huna is from Germany, people from Germany. Andhra, that is in India, Andhra. Pulinda and Pukkasa, they are different countries of Greece. Abhira and Sumbha, they are from Sindh, Punjab and Sindh, Sindh area. Javana is from Turkey. Khasada, they are from Mongolia. So there are so many sinful persons that Sukadeva Goswami couldn't list all those. So he told the all other sinful persons, Janiyaja Papa. But they all are purified by taking shelter of a devotee. That is the Prabhu Vishnava Nama, that is the Prabhava, that is the impact of the Lord, that is the that is the glorification of the Lord, or that is the importance of the Lord. So in the translation it is said, Kirata, Huna, Andhra, Pulinda, Pukasa, Avira, Sumbha, Javana, members of the Khasa races and even others addicted to sinful acts can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord due to his being the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto him. So this verse is often quoted by Sri Prabhupada Maharaj. Then another often quoted verse is 20 verse number 20. Sriyapati Jagyapati Prajapati Dhiyapati Lokapati Dharapati Patir Gatishan Dakabrishni Satvatang Prasidatang Me Bhagavan Satang Pati. May Lord Sri Krishna, who is the worshipable Lord of all devotees, the protector and glory of all kings like Andhaka and Vrishni of the Jadu dynasty, the husband of all goddesses of fortune, the director of all sacrifices and therefore the leader of all living entities, the controller of all intelligence, the proprietor of all planets, spiritual and material, and the supreme incarnation on the earth are the supreme all in all. Be merciful upon me.
Mm-hmm.
So another last important verse I will quote, that is 23. Bhuteir madhvi jaima puro vivo nirmaya sete jadamusu purushaha bhunkte gunan sadasa sadasatmaka sholam krishishta bhagavan bhatantimi. That means, may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who enlivens the materially created bodies of the elements by lying down within the universe, and who in his purusa incarnation causes the living being to be subjected to the 16 divisions of material modes which are his generator, be pleased to decorate my statements.
Mm-hmm.
So to decorate my statements is very important.
Mm-hmm.
It is because this Bhagavatam, that is, are decorated, the verses are decorated by the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So alankrishta, just like we are putting alankar,
mm-hmm.
ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, these are all ornaments. Prabhupada Maharaj, in his journey to America while he landed at Boston, he wrote a poem. Similarly, he has also prayed the Lord to this Alankrishta, just to decorate his writings,
mm-hmm.
so that people will understand. So we will also pray the Lord that he may decorate our words so that
mm-hmm.
it will be heard and understood by others. So in this way, he has started, after an invocation, then he started answering the questions of Parikshit Maharaj. So, actually, he need not have to answer the question, because that question is already answered by Brahma.
Mm.
Because the similar question was asked by Narada to Brahma. That's why he quoted the utterings of Brahma. What Brahma has answered to Narada's question, that is stated in 5th chapter.
Mm.
Mm. So, similar question was asked by Narada, that once he asked his father, Brahma, that in the 5th chapter, Sa bhavan charat ghoram jattapa su samahita tena khedeshe nastam vara sankha prayachasi. He says, my father, you are the creator. So, yet we are moved to wonder about the existence of someone more powerful than you. When we think of your great austerities and perfect discipline, although your goods are be so powerful in the matter of creation. So people think Brahma is independent, he creates on his own. So Brahma answered that question. So that's why Sukadeva did not have to give a separate answer. He just quoted what Brahma said. So in Brahma, in answer to this question of Narada, his son, he first also did Mangalacharana. There are so many Mangalacharana in this Bhagavatam, invocations. So he said in 5th chapter 12th verse, Tasmai namo bhagavate vasudevaya dhimahi janmaya durjaya mang badanti jagadgurum. I offer my obeisances and meditate upon the Lord Sri Krishna, Vasudeva, the personality of Godhead, whose invincible potency influences them, the less intelligent class of men, to call me the Supreme Controller.
Mm-hmm.
So actually the Supreme Controller is Narayana. So he has said like that, Narayana Paraveda Deva Narayana Angaja Narayana Paraloka Narayana Paramakha Narayana Parojogo Narayana Paramtapa Narayana Paramgyanam Narayana Paragati. You might have remembered in the first canto, second chapter, Sutta Goswami says similar verses about Vasudeva. Vasudeva Parabeda, Vasudeva.
Yeah.
So here Brahma says that Narayana is the actual creator. So we may give the translation of this 5:15 and 5:16. The Vedic literatures are made by and are meant for the Supreme Lord. The demigods are also meant for serving the Lord as parts of his body. The different planets are also made for the sake of the Lord, and different sacrifices are performed just to please Him. All different types of meditation or mysticism are means for realizing Narayana. All austerities are aimed at achieving Narayana. Culture of transcendental knowledge is for getting a glimpse of Narayana. And ultimately, salvation is entering the kingdom of Narayana. So in this way, he says that actually the Lord Narayana or Krishna or Vishnu, he is the creator. I am just I am the secondary creation. I am just what Lord has created, I am just expanding it. So in the 6th chapter, Brahma further answers the question that 632, that Srujamintan Yuktuham Haro Harati Tadvasa Maya Vishwam Purusharupena Paripati Trishaktidru. Actually by His will and the Lord's will I create. Brahma says to Narada, I create. Lord Shiva destroys, and He Himself, Lord Vishnu, in His eternal form as the personality of Godhead, maintains everything. He is the powerful controller of these three energies. So in this way, he says, actually we cannot know about Him in full, just we know little, very little. That's why he says, Jasyavatara karmani gayanti asmadadayah najang vinyati tattena tasmi bhagavate namah. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose incarnations and activities are chanted by us for glorification, though He can hardly be fully known as He is. So in this way, Brahma says this Bhagavatam to Narad Muni, which was spoken to him by the Lord, and that will describe in 2nd canto, 9th chapter. That is called Chatushruti Bhagavata. So in the 7th chapter, he says about his various incarnations. Just like we have heard in the 1st canto, 3rd chapter, there are various incarnations. Similarly, Brahma also gives so many incarnations. So at the end, he says that idam bhagavatam nama janme bhagavato ditam sangrahoyam vibhutinam tomitad vipulim kuru. So these are the, when he described so many incarnations of the Lord. So in this way, he said that actually, and there is also another beautiful, very, very important verse that he says, what we will speak about the incarnations of the Lord and about His powers? There is one verse that Nantam Vidam Yamami Munayu Prajaste Maya Varasya Purusasya Kuto Varaje Gayan Gunan Dasasatam Anuadi Deva Seso Adhunapi Samabhasya Dinasya Param. It is 41 verse. That he says, neither I nor all the sages born before you know fully the omnipotent personality of Godhead. So what can others who are born after us know about Him? Even the first incarnation of the Lord, namely Sesa, has not been able to reach the limit of such knowledge, although he is describing the quality of the Lord with 1000 faces. That is not yet finished.
1000 means?
1000 faces. Another day. Dasasatanana. That's why Prabhupada Maharaj translated like that. 1000 or 1000. You could have written 1000.
Okay.
But the Sanskrit word is Dasasatanana. That's why exactly. Dasa means 10. Sata means 100. 10,000. That's 1000 faces. Another day, he is having 1000 faces. Woods. He is a snake, like a snake. He bears the entire universe in one of his hood, and it is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita that it appears like mustard seed. You cannot imagine these things. Then in the end, Brahma says, in this of the 7th chapter, Brahma says that idam bhagavatam namam janme bhagavato ditam sangrahoyam vibhutinam tometat vipulim kuru. So Narada, this science of God, Srimad Bhagavatam, was spoken to me in summary by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it was spoken as the accumulation of His diverse potencies. Please expand this science yourself. So, in the 8th chapter, Parikshit Maharaj praises Sukadeva Goswami because there is some important verses are there. So he says that Srunantaha Sradhyanitam Grunantascha Sochastitam Nati Dirghena Kalena Bhagavan Visade Hudi. Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna manifested in their hearts within a short time. Pravishta Karna Randhena Swanang Bhava Sararuham Dunoti Samalam Krishnam Salilasya Dathasara. The sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Soul, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship, and thus cleanses the dust of material association, such as lust, anger and hankering. Thus it acts like autumnal rains upon pools of muddy water. So, Dhautatma Purusha Krishna Padamulam Namuchandi Mukta Sarva Pariklesa Panta So Saranam Jatha. A pure devotee of the Lord, whose heart has once been cleansed by the process of devotional service, never relinquishes the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, for they fully satisfy him as a traveller is satisfied at home after a troubled journey. So in this way, and in the 9th chapter, Brahma will tell this about these four verses, that is Chatushruti Bhagavata, that is very important, Chatushruti Bhagavata, which has been expanded as 18,000 verses. So we'll speak about this tomorrow. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Guru Pad Maharaj ki, Jai Shri Gurudev ki, and Jai Guru Vaishnav.
Hari Hari.